Hi, I'm David, and I'm here to tell you God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. This is the Peninsula Hope message for August 16th. Pastor Andrew and Pastor Emily are on a much-deserved vacation, so it's my privilege, my honor, to be able to bring God's message to you this morning. And I've titled today's message, Living Hope. It's based on Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14. And the basic message is, Peninsula Hope Church, we are hope because God is our living hope. So please join me as I open in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you that you are hope. And because you are hope, we can have hope. And because we can have hope, we can spread that hope to a world that desperately needs it. Thank you for the opportunity that Pastor Andrew and Pastor Emily have to take a break, to get some rest and be recharged. Thank you for the opportunity I have to bring the message this morning. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, let me get right to our passage, Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14. I'll be reading from the New International Version. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them. I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones. Say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up. And our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Recently, our worship team did a video, and I was really inspired by it. It was one of those videos where there's seven different screens, and each singer, musician has their own screen. And when you run the video, they're doing this, the song, Living Hope, by Phil Wickham, together. They're doing it as they would at church, doing it together. I get the impression, though, because we're sheltered in place, each person did their separate video individually, and somehow through the miracle of technology, they were able to combine them and make one combined video. And again, it was really inspiring. The song starts off, the lyrics start off saying, How great the chasm that lay between us, talking about the gap, the unbridgeable gap, at least the unbridgeable gap by us, between us and God. And we're looking across that chasm and it's hopeless. There's no way that we can bridge that gap on our own. As the video starts, it's very soft. There's just one voice, very soft. One guitar, very soft. Kind of going along with the hopeless tenor of the song, the hopeless mood. As we go through the song, the song builds, and we get to the chorus with the words, "Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me." And this, of course, is referring to the work that Jesus has done. God, seeing the separation and loving us, reached across that gap, sent his son to make a way, to make a bridge, so that we could get to him. We can't get to him on our own. We have no hope. Through Jesus Christ, God's son, we can get to him. And as the lyrics build to that chorus, that more hopeful place, more of the musicians are singing, and they're singing louder, and more of the instruments are playing, and they're playing louder. So just as the words are building, so is musically the musicians, the worship team is building the song to get to the culmination. And at the end, we have hope. The song ends with the lyrics, "God, you are my living hope." And as the musicians get to the end of the song, they're doing their big final finale, big finish numbers, the singers, the musicians, and we end on this hopeful note, both musically, lyrically, and emotionally. And when I heard that song on the video, it was just a big inspiration to me. And in thinking about this message, it went along really, really well. In Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 2, Ezekiel describes a valley with a great many bones. He says they were very dry, so clearly a hopeless situation. Ezekiel describes the process that God uses to bring bone to bone, to put tendons and flesh on top of the bones, to cover with skin. But he notes that there still wasn't life in these bodies yet. And then he talks about how God gathered his breath from the four winds, and God put his breath into these bodies and brought them to life. And we, after this building process, we end with hope. There stands this vast army, living army. God has brought hope. God is living hope and has brought hope to this situation, has brought hope to these bodies. Later in the passage, it tells us in verse 11 that the dry bones represent the nation of Israel, which at this time in their history were scattered. And it even says, the passage says, they say, "Our hope is gone." And then God describes bringing the people of Israel together, putting his breath into them, putting his spirit into them, and giving them hope. When I thought about this first part, the dry bones, recently I drove by the church. Some of the streets around Redwood City are closed, and now we find ourselves, when we go out of our shelter in place and do our essential errands, we find ourselves having to take a different route than we normally do. And the route that we often take takes us by the church building. Normally we don't pass the church building. And looking at it, it reminded me of these dry bones. The building was empty. It was lifeless. Now, don't be alarmed, Peninsula Hope Church. The building itself is fine. Structurally, it looks fine. There doesn't seem to be any damage or anything wrong with it. There's just nothing in it. We're not there. The building that I call the church is the building. The church is us. We are the church, and we are scattered. We're not in the building. The building seems like dry bones. The building seems to have no life because we're not there. Just as God describes this process of bringing the bones together, the bodies together, I feel like God is taking us through a process, will be taking us through a process where we will be able to once again go back to the church. It's interesting in verse 12, again, going back to talking about Israel, God says he's going to bring them up from their graves, and he's going to bring his breath from the four winds. And again, that made me think of our current situation. We're sheltered in place. We only go out for essential errands. We mostly stay home. And I kind of feel like it's a grave. The interesting thing is, I stay home because of the health order. I'm supposed to, we're supposed to. We shelter in place with, you know, the people in our household. And I'm constantly thinking about the places that I want to go. I want to go to the movies. I want to go and eat somewhere inside. I want to go to a park, an outdoor place where there's a lot of people. I want to go to the barbershop. I don't need to go, but I just want to go because somebody's telling me I can't go. It's kind of my rebellious nature. It's somebody says I can't go out, so I want to go out. And the truth of the matter is, if when things get back to normal, when things were normal, when things are normal, when I can go, come and go as I please, when everything's opened up and I can go wherever I want to go, I'd much rather be here. This is the place I want to be. I only don't want to be here now because somebody's telling me I have to be here. Interesting. This is a nice place, nice yard, nice inside. I kind of have a really nice grave here. And all I can think about is getting out. As God brings us back together as a church, he's going to bring us out of our shelter in place. He's going to bring us out of our graves and bring us together again, but through a process. And I thought about the four winds. Like, as God brought his breath from the four winds, he's going to bring us, the church. God's Spirit lives in us, and we are now scattered all over the Bay Area. God's going to bring us from the four corners of the Bay Area back to our church building, back to be together. There will be a time when we will be able to worship together. There'll be a time when we'll be able to sing together. There'll be a time when we'll be able to see the worship team together on stage, singing and playing instead of in little squares on our screen. We'll be able to meet in person instead of through Zoom. We'll be able to sit right next to each other, next to people that aren't in our household. We'll be able to hug and shake hands and lay hands for prayer. We'll be able to break bread together, take communion, have a meal. All the things that we can't do now, there'll be a time when we can do them. But God's reminded me he's living hope. He is living hope. Yes, he will be living hope. Yes, he was living hope, but he is living hope. So even though we are sheltered in place, we're still hope because God is still God. His Spirit is in us. He is living hope. And we can share that living hope with people around us. And granted, in our shelter in place, we don't come into contact with as many people, but we can still share that hope. As we go through this process of reopening church and getting back to in-person worship, whatever that looks like, however long that takes, God again is with us, and we can bring hope to people along the way. However we're going through this process, we can be hope because God is our living hope. And certainly we will be together again. Just like the living army, we will be together. Just like life was in them, God's Spirit will be in us. And there's something about gathering together where it feels like the energy or power or whatever, what the Spirit does sometimes, seems more when there's more believers gathered together. And that's going to happen. And we're going to gather together and we're going to be hope. Hope to those who don't have hope, because God is our living hope. I guess I just wanted to, it's just sort of dawning on me that, or impressed upon me, even as I'm sharing this, that, you know, no matter where we are, we can be hope. And God's hope is uncontainable. It's infinite. It's inexhaustible. It's the more hope that I give to others, the more that God gives hope to me. So, Plants of Hope Church, we are hope. Now, as we come together, after we come together, we're hope because God is our living hope. When I think about that living army, that vast army standing ready to do whatever God wanted them to do, there's not a... The passage ends there. There's no, like, what happens next, but I like to imagine in my head what happens next, and I'm not sure what God has in mind, but I know that living army didn't disperse and go back to their spots in the valley and lie down in the valley where they were dry bones. They moved on to something else. I know that that living army didn't all disband and all go back to their homes. God had them there for a purpose, and they were there to serve a purpose. And when we get back together, God's got a purpose for us, and it may not be the same as it was before. There may be things that we do that we've done before, and we look forward to doing them again. Some of these Zoom things we're doing now, we may continue to do. And there may be things that we will do that God has for us that we can't even imagine now. God may open new doors for us to share Him, His love, His hope with others. So I just want to encourage you, Peninsula Hope Church, I want to encourage you, anyone who's listening to this who's a believer, we are hope because God is our living hope. And that's God's wonderful plan. He loves us enough to want to use us to bring, to be instruments, to be conduits, to be His army, to be His means to sharing His love and His hope with the world that so desperately needs it. Please join me in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, just for the message from Ezekiel, just for the fact that you bring hope to situations where there is no hope. Where does it even look like there's hope? But because you are hope, we are hope. Because you love us, you want to use us to bring hope to this world that needs hope. Pray that as we are now sheltered in place, we would just be like that vast army, living and standing, full of your Spirit, ready to do whatever task you might have us to do, big or small, to help bring your hope to this world. As we come together, pray that we would look for opportunities to bring your hope. Pray that as we are once again, at some point, back at in-person church, back together, that we would continue to look for new opportunities to bring your hope. Thank you that we can't exhaust your hope. Thank you that you have more than we could ever imagine. And thank you that your great plan is to just pour out that hope to the world, to us. Thank you again that we are hope because you are our living hope. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. I'm David. I'm here to tell you God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.